Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, you take control, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manlish.
The Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we do this six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single moment. Of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get a whole bunch of good stuff on the house. The whole site, streaming, bulletin board system, the archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, everything on there is totally free. All that we ask that you do is, once a month, you go vote for the show. You go to vote.freetalklive.com, and you punch in an email address. They'll send you a verification email, and you open that email, click a link inside, and you're done. It takes you less than a minute to register your vote for the show, and it helps us big time.
It's infinitely valuable, really. We get a lot of press coverage. We just recently got interviewed by the
You can't break that one yet, man. We can't break that until it actually happens.
So
then if it doesn't happen, then if they don't print the article, then we look really
We've gotten
young.
Lots of press.
Yes.
We've been mentioned USA Today. We've been mentioned Seattle Times, the Pittsburgh paper. I'm not even sure Pittsburgh Gazette, is that
Saint
what it
Pete?
Is?
St. Pete. I think we're in the St. Pete Times as well.
St. Pete Times. We were on local...
Fox 13, yeah, Tampa Bay.
Fox 13 affiliate.
All because of your votes.
All because of these votes. So if you want to see Free Talk Live get on lots of radio stations all over the country, bringing the message of freedom that you so desperately want to spread, well, here's your chance. You can back that up with about a minute's worth of work.
And thanks to your votes, we are within the top five podcasts in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com, which is the number one site for the podcast universe, as far as I'm concerned. So there you go. Again, freetalklive.com. Go and check it out. Everything there on the house. Free State Project, Manwich?
The Free State Project is brought... excuse me. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Actually, we kind of wrapped up the last hour talking about the Free State Project. We had, I think it was Conrad on the phone with us.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he was a little bit concerned about some of the things that might possibly come to fruition within the Free State Project, within the Free State of New Hampshire, once the movement gets up there, once things really kick into high gear. Because already good things are happening for freedom in that state, and there's a lot of exciting things going on. Of course, we bring you that news as it happens. But, you know, he was concerned, and I've heard this concern repeated a number of times by various different people who are kind of just looking into the movement. And that concern is, well, what about Waco? What if they kill us all? And it's, okay, it's somewhat legitimate. I mean, we know the government is violent. We know they have a tendency to be mean and nasty. And
I think Waco is like 50 people, and the Free State Project is like 20,000.
Yeah, that's going to be a job for them.
Yeah.
Now, I understand they could target the leadership. They could take out, you know, the leadership of the project. But then again, it's such a decentralized movement. Once all of those people move into the state,
that's it.
There is no leadership. The Free State Project The Free State Project only has a board of directors in order to accomplish its mission.
Which is to move people to New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's it. That's all they do, is to move individuals who believe in liberty to the same state. Once they get there, the Free State Project has no bearing on them whatsoever. They each will do on their own what they decide is right. So if you, and they have to be activists, that's the only other requirement, that you be active for liberty. But that can mean different things to different people. Being an activist may mean going to college campuses and setting up a table, or distributing literature, or writing letters to the editor, or calling your local talk shows, etc.
I mean, there's hosting your local talk show.
Whatever. Yeah, absolutely. And so there's a variety of different things that people can do. And so it's going to be very difficult.
Voting at vote.freetalklive.com.
That's activism.
Sure is.
Absolutely. So there's a bunch of different things that people can do. There's not going to be any way for the feds to track down 20,000 people, let alone 2,000 people. It's just utter paranoia to think that they're going to become violent with us. Because if you think about it, worst case, even if they did roll tanks into New Hampshire, it's not like it's the 1800s anymore. It's not like Civil War times where news traveled by horseback. If tanks rolled into any state in this union, you can bet that CNN and Fox News and everybody else, and Drudge Report, everybody's going to be covering the fact that the federal government has invaded one of its own 50 states.
Yeah.
Of course, if Fox News was covering it, it would...
the military is seeking out a terrorist cell in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Dissidents. Crazy folk.
Yes. There'll be house-to-house searches.
Fair and balanced.
So I'm not too concerned with that particular issue, although it's possible. But the fact that it's possible doesn't mean that we should just sit down and not go. The fact that it's possible that the feds could be tyrannical and horrible to us doesn't mean that we shouldn't stand up and demand our liberties back in this country.
If this is the second American Revolution, I'm willing to take, you know, some minor risks at the very least. I mean, the our forefathers, the patriots that built this nation, they put their whole lives on the line.
They sure did.
We'll either all hang together or we will surely hang separately.
No doubt about it. So the other thing that I was wondering about in regards to, we touched on this again last hour, going to get the Real ID Act, which is being looked at by the feds. They've passed it. The House, the Senate passed it. It's just waiting to be signed at this point. It's going to give the Department of Homeland Security carte blanche control over identification in this country, over driver's licenses. Every state will have to play by the same set of rules if they volunteer into the game. Now, if they oppose it, if, for instance, New Hampshire says, no, we don't want your real ID. We want to set our own standards. In that case, they're claiming that the people of New Hampshire will no longer be able to interact on federal property. They won't be able to get any subsidies from the federal government. The subsidies that are given to the state, or the money, rather, that's hung in front of the state will be withdrawn. And so it seems like a real easy way to cut a whole bunch of federal ties. And so one person was concerned about that recently, suggesting that, well, if we cut all the federal ties, what about people that want to vote? Will we be able to vote? Will we be able to run for federal office? And I said, who cares? Really? If you could be free, and I want to know from both of you, if all we had to do to be free from federal control was to say no to Real ID and then all the strings that are attached to the state were to go away, and the price you had to pay was that we couldn't vote in federal elections anymore and we couldn't run candidates for federal office, would you make that trade?
I hear the criteria that you're giving, but it's unconstitutional. Right, I mean, they can take all these things that the federal government is bribing the states with, and that has nothing to do with my right to vote in a federal election.
That's true.
Now, all that said,
and that's a good point that they couldn't take that away.
Essentially, what you're asking me is, would I be willing to secede from the union if I was part of New Hampshire? Then I would.
I would agree.
And again, this is not a secessionist movement. I'm not trying to claim
it
is. But it just seems like,
if
we have to give up, if that's all we have to give up in order to free ourselves from the feds, we can't vote for them anymore?
I believe the federal government has become far, far too invasive. And I think that one of the solutions to that, I don't see too many freer nations on Earth. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I think that, you know, there's certainly more economically free nations, as outlined by the Heritage Heritage Foundation.
Heritage Foundation, as well as the Free the World organization.
But now, does Free the World outline socially freest nations?
There are some social factors that come into the economic totals, but no.
I think Netherlands would probably be up there as far as socially free.
Socially free, certainly. I mean, but the thing is I think with the amalgamation that we have, plus, you know, the great country that we live in, because we have every climate you can imagine. I mean, it's a wonderful country that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
We've been blessed. Those things all said, I would still be willing to give that up for freedom.
Absolutely. I didn't even have to think about it. Gosh. If I could just cut those ties and not have to vote for the feds anymore,
now,
fine.
Let me be clear. I feel free every day.
Okay.
I mean,
and you act free.
I do. I walk throughout my life and nothing's bothered me. You know, I don't smoke pot, so that doesn't really bother me. Whatever.
They just haven't picked on you yet.
Yeah.
Sandwich. You've gotten lucky. They've tried. They came close with that fine that you were telling us about a few months ago, but you managed to get out of it. 800-259-9231. It's when they pick on you that you won't feel so free anymore. This is your show. They shouldn't have the power to do that. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find live streaming. That's right. We've got a broadband version of the show and the dial-up version as well. So everybody who's online can listen for free at freetalklive.com. From time to time, we get some emails coming in here. We don't read them all, but since it's in relation to what we were just talking about, we'll read this one from Jake. He's in regards to the so-called federal invasion of New Hampshire. He says part of the reason of the Free State Project would be to make a stand against the feds. If they start another Waco, and which he says he's not that familiar with as he's only 13, which isn't it amazing? Some of our listeners, so young, but yet, as you'll see here, so very, very well informed.
I'm really awesome. Interested in this now awesome. That you've said this from a 13-year-old.
He says, if they start another Waco, then that would be the final way to attain liberty. When members of the Free State Project stand up
by dying,
when members of the Free State Project stand up to the feds when they are all possibly invaded, that would attain liberty, or it would send us all to jail.
It's an all-or-nothing kind of situation, and hopefully we could handle it peacefully if it ever did happen. People shouldn't be so scared of joining the project just because of the reason that it was started. And, yeah, absolutely, one of the long-term goals of the Free State Project, assuming it goes as planned, and that is the 20,000 Liberty Lovers move to the state of New Hampshire, they start, you know, things start changing, things get more free within the state. We want to become the model for the rest of America.
The rest of the world.
The rest of the world, by proxy, but we want to focus on the country first. Obviously, we want to get two people into the Senate, for instance, so we want to have our pro-liberty representatives in the in Washington, D.C., representing us and promoting pro-liberty ideas. And then hopefully, when we go towards liberty more, it'll become very, very apparent. Our economy will be just blow up. There'll be all kinds of awesome things happening within the state for freedom. And everybody in the neighboring states is going to be looking over at us and saying, what are those people doing right? Because eventually, first when we go in there, all the press is going to be negative. Oh, no!
They're taking over.
Right, they want to dismantle government education? How could we live without government education? Well, then we'll show them. Then we'll show them that the free market works better.
And they'll see the results and they'll say, wow, well, maybe... maybe this isn't such a bad idea.
Let's see here. New Hampshire has no gun laws, and they're the safest state in the union. There's no government education.
But that doesn't get reported on.
No, you're right.
Right. It's the bad that gets reported on.
Well, we're going to be bigger by that time, and so we'll take over the radio waves.
Yes, we will.
We'll report on it if we have to. But there's a lot of
Free Talk Live is going to be an integral part of all this.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of exciting things that are going to happen, and so we're very excited to be a part of it. And actually, this kind of brings me to something else. Since we're on the topic, there's been some discussion over at the Free State Project Bulletin Board recently about a bit of a change in regards to the project. And I'm going to run this by you guys and see what you think. The idea is that, well, the original concept was that we're supposed to reach 20,000 members prior to the move. See, we picked the state of New Hampshire. There was 10 states at first, and then once we reached 5,000 members, we all voted on which state we wanted it to be, and New Hampshire was chosen. And then since then, we've been recruiting more and more people. We're up to about 6,500-plus individuals who are members of the project at this point. But to get to the actual moving time, and some people have jumped the gun, some people have just gone ahead and moved anyway, but the official move isn't supposed to start until we reach 20,000 members. And that's a little ways off in the future. I mean, it hasn't been a speedy process getting to where we are, because you have to convince people that moving for freedom is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's hard to get people to pick up their lives and move somewhere else. So the idea right now is that we change the rules a little bit. Instead of creating a 20,000 member threshold, which is what it is today, we modify that. There's three possible options on the table. First option is that we drop it. Drop the requirement altogether and just ask everybody to sign a new agreement that says I'll move within X amount of years.
Okay.
So that way, if you can move soon, you say, well, I can move within a year, or I can move within 5 years, or I can move within 10 years. I got a lot of business, I got a lot of things to attend to. That way everybody could choose on their own what their time frame is, instead of kind of being tied down to the current agreement.
Okay. Right.
The other option is to change it to a different threshold on the basis of some new research that has come out since the vote, since this project was formed, that says 20,000 is more than enough. The new research says that, heck, 10,000, 12,000 could have the exact same effect that we originally thought 20,000 could have. I mean, let alone, I mean, even if we had 2,000 people move into the state, it would be way more activist than any other state has.
Right.
So it would still be even more pro-liberty. So there's drop the threshold, there's change it to a different, probably lower threshold, and then there's also adopt a flexible threshold, which allows people to sign an agreement that says, well, I'll move once 100 people have moved, or once 100 people have signed up to move, or I'll move once 1,000 people have signed up to move. Because as you've mentioned before, man, there are people that are kind of sitting on the fence, waiting it out. You know, that some of them are waiting until 10,000 people sign up, and then they'll sign up. Or some of them are waiting till 20,000, and then they're just going to go move at that point. So, I don't know. There's definitely some options. I don't know if anything's going to be changed, but I think it's interesting.
I think I think they should market to, 10,000 or 12,000 people would make a real difference. I mean, they can definitely market to that and say, move now, move early. Move often, move early, that kind of thing.
Because it's making a difference. There's over 100 people that have moved in already to the state of New Hampshire, and we're busy talking about every week new stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. We had the guy try to, Russell, who tried to board the plane over the weekend without showing any identification. They're talking about maybe a medical marijuana protest coming up. And actually, they're talking about a property tax revolt as well, where people will only pay like a portion of their property taxes. Like they're only going to pay the portion for the fire department and the police department, but they're going to leave off the funding for the education, for instance. So there's a lot of things brewing up there, and it's only been 100 people so far. What do you think, Jason? You think it's a good idea to make a change?
I do. I do because that 20,000 is a large number, and it could seem prohibitive to somebody who sees and likes the idea of the Free State Project, but they don't. There's a lot of uncertainty when you have a threshold like that. If you just drop it all together and say, "Listen, just come when you feel you can."
I think that I personally agree with that. I think I think dropping the requirement for 20,000 would actually create some momentum and encouraging people to move. Because what we've got right now is we've got people signing up and then forgetting about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know this for a fact because I've talked to people in the Suncoast area.
Oh, yeah.
I called them all up and said, hey, we got meetings that we're doing here. What? What's the Free State Project? Oh, you signed up for it about 4 years ago. Oh, yeah, that thing. So now you've got people who are signing on to this project, but they're just kind of afterwards because they have to wait until 20,000 is reached. They're not being encouraged to go. Go now. Go as soon as possible. And that would kind of, I think, bring a sense of urgency back to the project that I think it's been lacking recently.
I think they should work more at recruitment. I think that they should get people to sign, if they change the agreement, they should sign an agreement to be activists for recruitment. And then
I agree with that, too.
Yes,
I agree with that.
Move to 20. I think that it's a sign of weakness if they change the number, personally.
Well, nobody's. That's one thing that we certainly know about the project is we don't all agree on everything.
No, and that's not the point. All we agree is that we're moving to New Hampshire.
It's an interesting experiment, and that's why we're sharing it with you here on Free Talk Live. Of course, you can check them out at freestateproject.org. 800-259-9231. Coming back, let's get into some more issues, gents. From communism to terrorism, let's talk about that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
Heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle.
keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, the Wednesday night show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us for every single moment. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of people interacting. We're very quickly approaching the 600 mark. I would say within just a few months, we'll probably have over 1,000 users there. At freetalklive.com. It's a lot of fun, and of course, it is on the house like everything at freetalklive.com. We've been talking.
Can a message board get so big that it's just completely unwieldy?
No, as long as you have enough bandwidth and as long as your processor and
no,
your
I don't mean computer crap. I meant
too many people.
Right. There's just so many posts, and they're just rolling along so quickly that
we'll find out. It's an experiment, I guess. I don't know. We've been talking about the Free State Project quite a bit here, and let's go to the phones and to the fun, because it is the show about your calls. Ben in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, I was just wondering, I just thinking that if you reduce the numbers, all right, you're going to give the Democrats and the Republicans ammunition for their propaganda machines,
uh-huh.
And them being, you know, the two that everybody's listening to right now. If you reduce your numbers or you change something with the Free State Project, then you're going to give them information. Hey, they can't make it. They can't do it. So don't worry about them.
Well, we're somewhat lucky in the regard that Democrats and Republicans pay about as much attention to us as they pay attention to
the Moonies.
Yeah. If that was the case, I'd actually be pleased if they came out and had like some sort of negative PR campaign saying, well, look at them. They've changed their requirements. They're nobodies. Don't worry about them. Great. If they don't think that we're something to worry about, then we'll just kind of hop on into the state and
start making some changes. That's how they start. And then they start using their power because you want to get real bipartisanship? Attack the government. And believe me, the Democrats and the Republicans will work together to hold their power.
Oh, I believe you, Ben. As a matter of fact, they've been doing it for decades. That's why the Libertarian Party has barely made a scratch in the national scene, and they've been around for 30-plus years.
But that's the only reason I would say make no changes. Stick to your guns.
I see it's certainly going to be a contentious issue.
What about the change of marketing to Free State Project members
to move early?
They should move early.
No. Go for it. You've already proven, like, with the outlaw manicurists,
right.
The UFO, it's already starting to give some effect. You're getting news coverage.
Right. So you agree that we should change the marketing plan to move as soon as possible?
Yes.
But you think we should keep the 20,000 goal?
Yes.
Okay.
I totally agree.
That's a nice halfway point.
Don't back away. Move forward.
Are you a member, Ben?
As soon as I get some weather reports because of my own lifestyle choices, because I want to be a homesteader. I do not owe any money to a power company.
Oh, I see.
And I also have...
You're worried about wind?
Huh?
You're worried about wind?
Wind and sun.
Okay.
So you're going to go and build one of those off-the-grid houses?
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
You going to have a bunker?
No, I'm not going to have a bunker. But I am going to have my own garden, mind you.
Your own what?
Garden.
My own garden.
Excellent. Now, how old
are you?
Are you
going to compost?
Cut it out, Manwich.
Sorry.
Ben,
hey, leave Manwich alone. My hero.
He's your hero?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
If they either say, Manwich is my hero or fire Manwich.
You're right, though. No one has ever called me their hero, so Manwich, you always get a lot of that.
It's the unusual name. Yeah. That's all.
Well, Ben, you sound like a younger dude. How old are you?
Actually, I'm 37.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you could definitely afford to.
I was making this plan to move out of Florida, state. And I've done research. It took me a year and a half to plan my move. Well, I just found out about the Free State Project just about 6-7 months ago.
How did you find out about it?
Through one of my magazines, Homesteader, homesteading.com.
Cool. I've always been kind of interested in the whole off-the-grid thing.
And I don't owe nobody nothing.
And I heard that, man. Nobody owes you anything either, Ben.
Exactly.
So don't get that. All right, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Not tonight.
Great
call.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thanks
a lot.
800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231 to lewrockwell.com. And Jacob Hornberger, From Communism to Terrorism, a front page article in the June 10th, 2005 issue of the LA Times reported another disturbing feature about the 9/11 attacks. Here's what the LA Times had to say. A chilling new detail of U.S. intelligence failures emerged Thursday when the Justice Department disclosed that about 20 months before September 11th attacks, a CIA official had blocked a memo intended to alert the FBI that two known Al-Qaeda operatives had entered the country. If the FBI had received the official communique from the CIA's Special Osama Bin Laden Unit when it was ready for transmittal in January of 2000, its agents likely could have tracked down the men, according to U.S. intelligence officials familiar with a newly declassified report on the Justice Department's Inspector General. But the report's conclusion that an agent had written a memo specifically designed for transmittal to the FBI to alert the Bureau to the men's presence, and that a supervisor deliberately had prevented it from being sent, is new. So there you go. You've got the CIA actually interfering in the investigation of some of these potential terrorists. Actually preventing them from being investigated.
Very peculiar.
So, Jacob Hornberger is going to break down a few facts. Number one, he says, let's see what we have here. After the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, the federal government no longer had an official enemy to justify the big government expenditures of the warfare state, including the Pentagon's military enormous budget. For a time, illegal drugs and an unsafe world became new official enemies. Number two, throughout the 1990s, the federal government began stirring up hornet's nests abroad, especially in the Middle East, despite repeated warnings that an interventionist and pro-empire foreign policy would have ultimately result in blowback, terrorist attacks on the U.S. soil. Through massive incompetence, number three, and even conscious indifference, both the CIA and the FBI failed to prevent the attacks on 9/11, which should cause any reasonable observer to ask, well, what good are these so-called intelligence-gathering agencies anyway? Personally, I think we need to abolish them.
Yeah. And what about the NSA?
Them too.
I mean, nobody ever brings up the NSA.
Shh, because you can't.
You're not supposed to talk about them. They don't exist.
Right. Number four, the 9/11 attacks were then blamed on hatred for America's freedom and values, rather than on U.S. foreign policy, and used to justify the federal government's war on terrorism. And I'm sorry, it doesn't matter what George Bush says or how many times he says it. They attacked us, if you believe it was them. We were attacked because of our foreign policy. We were attacked because we have killed others in other parts of the world over time.
Because
we're
the bullies of the world.
That's right.
Well, I say they attacked unfairly by attacking civilians. Now,
I think we've killed some civilians in other countries.
Right.
Too.
Our military has killed some civilians, but it's unfair to attack our civilians in a lot of cases. Now, I understand why they wouldn't want to attack the military. I'm not saying, the point that I want to make clear is I don't think that the attacks were justified.
Nor do I.
I just think that there's
violence
a reason
is never
behind
justified
them.
Unless
and people don't even get it. People don't even understand that there's a reason. They think, oh my God, they just attacked us.
Yeah, they believe they attacked out of nowhere.
Right, completely out of nowhere. And there was a reason.
Because they hate freedom?
Right, that's right. They hate freedom, they hate French fries, they don't like our scandalous women on our movies. That's the reason they think they attacked.
Total propaganda.
It's rubbish. The reason they attacked was because, well, our country's military occupies their
area of the world.
And they want us out. There's six more points here. Number five, the war on terrorism was used to justify a huge federal assault on the civil liberties of the American people, primarily through the so-called USA Patriot Act, along with patriotic suggestions to support the war on terrorism by withholding criticism of the federal government. But we don't withhold anything on this show. There's a good five more points here that Mr. Hornberger's going to make. We'll share them with you coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. There is no logging in. There is no membership fee. As you scroll down, you'll find that all we ask you to do, and we don't force you to, we're just asking you to, is go vote for us over at PodcastAlley.com. And you can get there real quickly by going to vote.freetalklive.com. I'm so Podcast Allied out. I've been spending a lot of time there recently. We've got a new partnership with them, and so we're very proud to be involved with PodcastAlley.com. They're a great site.
They are.
All right, so we're talking about Jacob Hornberger's article, From Communism to Terrorism. He's going through a few steps. First, he pointed out that the CIA actually blocked a memo that was intended to alert the FBI that Al-Qaeda was coming into this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually come out. It's official. CIA supervisor blocked it, prevented them from knowing about this. And he's pointing out that after communism fell in the late 80s, federal government had no more enemies to justify big government expansion. And so they had to work to create them. And so
remember that surplus we had under Clinton?
Oh, yeah, what happened to that?
So-called surplus.
So-called surplus. It's not really accurate, but they didn't have the wars to fight.
Yeah. Throughout the 90s, we went and stirred up some hornet's nest around the world, and of course the 9/11 attacks happened, and then we created this war on terrorism in order to justify a brand new assault on civil liberties of Americans.
Mm.
Because they've been kind of chipping
probably
away at it.
The most effective assault on civil liberties ever.
Since the war on drugs. They've been chipping away at it from the since the war on drugs, but the war on drugs has been like a 30, 40-year long period where they've just been chipping away. Now they're literally taking a jackhammer to the civil liberties for the war on terror. Point number six. The war on terrorism was used to justify a bombing campaign in Afghanistan that killed thousands of innocent people, thereby inciting even more anger and hatred against the United States, while resulting in the non-capture of the principal suspect of the 9/11 attacks, Osama bin Laden. Also, the regime change achieved in Afghanistan.
Where is Osama bin Laden? It just bugs the crap out of me.
George Bush said it doesn't matter anymore.
It matters to me.
The so-called regime change achieved in Afghanistan succeeded in converting that country into an opium-producing narco-state whose exorbitant drug war profits are financing terrorist activity against the United States, thereby justifying even more stringent U.S. efforts and higher budgets to fight both the war on drugs and the war on terrorism.
Two birds, one stone.
Number seven. The war on terrorism was then used to incite massive fear within the American people about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction in order to garner support for an invasion and occupation of Iraq, a country that had never attacked the United States and that had nothing to do with the 9/11 attacks. Number eight, the war on Iraq, including the resulting horrific death and destruction caused by the invasion and occupation, have given rise to even more anger and hatred against the United States, which will likely result in even more terrorism, which will lead to renewed efforts to win the war on terrorism, including more assaults on civil liberties and renewed calls to support the government and the troops.
Support the troops!
Yeah.
Yep. You gotta, this thing about support the troops is really, it's just support the government's war.
Yeah. It's bumper sticker speak.
It is.
Yeah.
I support the troops. I want them to be alive.
Yeah, I want
and
them
in America.
Come home. All of them. Not just the ones in Iraq.
And not have the burden on their soul of shooting a bunch of innocent people.
No doubt.
No. Now, I'm not saying that they're not. There's not some people that over there that are doing bad things, but it's not our job to be enforcing that.
Absolutely. Number nine, the never-ending war on terrorism and the indefinite occupation of Iraq have given rise to perpetually growing big government budgets for the Pentagon, bigger even than when communism was the official threat during the Cold War. Number 10, how many federal officials have been fired, punished, or disciplined for any of this? It would seem that most, if not all, of them have had nothing but praise, adoration, promotion, power, and ever-growing heaps of U.S. taxpayer money thrown upon them.
Yep.
Whatever else might be said about U.S. officials, you can't say that these people are dumb. In fact, I would say they're brilliant. Is his conclusion. He's suggesting that that maybe somebody thought all of this up. And
I don't know if I'm ready to go for all that.
I don't know if that is exactly what he's suggesting, but it certainly is awfully suspicious. I mean, you've got all of these power-mongering politicians in Washington, D.C. They know from experience and they know from history that creating conflict, creating war, I mean, Randolph Bourne said it many, many years ago, that war is the health of the state. And what they want is more power. So they have reasons, an incentive to create war.
I don't think that it's so much a plan of theirs. I believe that it's much more just innate. I believe that it's...
You think they really believe they're doing the right thing?
To a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Mm-hmm. And to a politician, you know, to a legislator...
Legislator who is sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution is a toothless dog. I'm afraid it has been, you know, eviscerated long ago.
No, the toothless dog is a people, the American people, who don't seem to care if the Constitution has been eviscerated.
I was actually going to take the metaphor in a different direction.
Okay.
That the government is the toothless dog, and the Constitution ought to be the chain that keeps the toothless dog tied up in the backyard.
Well, it's not a toothless dog. It's a very vicious, mean dog. But yeah,
is to be a toothless dog.
Well, right. It is supposed to be chained down by the Constitutions, but unfortunately, this particular dog has managed to bite through the chain, and the owners, the masters, the people who created the government, we were sleeping. Yeah, we were sleeping in the house. We didn't know that this dog has been up to what it's been doing. And now we're going to pay the price, because that dog's angry, and it's going to try and take us out. We're all going to pay the price for this, unfortunately. 800-259-9231. If you want to chime in here and So I think it's a good point. I mean, we've moved. The new enemy is no longer communism, and it's instead terrorism. But it's the same game being played.
Exactly.
We got to fight those terrorists. Give us more money. That's what's happening. Give us more power.
Taxes just keep going up.
It's happening.
Young men just keep dying.
And the police state is increasing.
Why don't they go on the front lines?
Now is the time. The cops?
The legislators.
Oh,
people
want to
fight this war.
That would be great. Oh, in fantasy land. More Free Talk Live on the way. Take control. 800-259-9231.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It is your show. And if you want to take control, you can do it toll-free, 800-259-9231. But now's the time because we're only here until 10 o'clock. Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we've been talking about the new war on terror. It's the new enemy. Terrorism is America's new focus point. Instead of communism, which is what it used to be, now it's terrorism, and all the same old stuff is still going on.
It's so much better for them, too, because, you know, they can... They say these terrorists are elusive. This war is going to go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the war going on forever, I have an article that I can quickly want to mention.
All right.
apparently, a dozen prisoners released from Guantanamo Bay have returned to the quote-unquote battlefield to fight the U.S., U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said Wednesday.
Oh, he's the source of this information?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There are several people that have...
taking this with a grain of salt. Go ahead.
That we have released that we know have come back and fought against America because they have been recaptured or killed on the battlefield, he said after the meetings in Brussels with European Union officials. He said 12...
Wait a minute.
...people may have been recaptured or killed.
Now, look. from all of the time that we've been in Iraq, we've not kept track of the amount of innocent people that we have killed in Iraq. They don't care.
Not on the record, anyway.
Not on the record, and no, not officially released to the public at all. It's all estimates by individual groups.
Estimates of about 100,000.
It's all estimates by interest groups who are interested in that information. The Pentagon claims it's not interested. And so it makes me very suspicious.
Well, they know
the idea that they would shoot somebody dead on the battlefield and then, well, what? Go and do some dental exams on him to determine if he was once in Guantanamo Bay? How much time are they going to spend trying to determine who these people are that they shot and killed on the battlefield, as opposed to just throwing the bodies in the back of a truck and dumping them in a grave somewhere?
Well, it's an excellent question.
I find it hard to believe. It's coming from Alberto Gonzalez, who is the replacement for John Ashcroft.
Mm-hmm.
He's only there to support George Bush's agenda. So when he tells me that they're recapturing the same guys, I just don't believe him. I just don't believe it. I mean, it could be true. And if it is true, then it certainly fits the pattern. I mean, when you're violent to people, they're likely to be violent back towards you.
Well, absolutely.
It brings me to the question that I have had all along with this war on terror. Since we're not at war with a nation and the whole Geneva Code doesn't really exist in that case, what do you do with these guys that you capture? Some of them have been caught on hearsay. You know, they've been turned in by warlords in Afghanistan for bounties, for, you know, information and, bad people. Give us bad people, we'll give you money. You know, it's weird stuff. Some of them, I'm sure, have picked up arms and, against the United States of America. But yeah, one can understand why somebody might do that, too, at the same time, invading their country. I just wonder, what are you going to do with these people? I mean, they're going to be in this prison. I mean, I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
Yeah, we've dug this hole, and there's no nice way to get out of
it. Right. I mean, do they hate America? You're darn right they hate America.
They have every reason to hate America.
We just locked them up in the fences in orange jumpsuits.
Beat them up for months on end. What trial?
I mean, it would seem to me that they're very likely to go back out there and continue to plot and continue to attempt to kill Americans.
And I mean,
but we've dug this hole. We are totally, fully responsible for what's going on, if that really is indeed what's going on. I think it's personally just Gonzalez trying to justify Guantanamo, because there's been so many questions about it recently with, what was it, Amnesty International calling it a gulag. He's saying, well, look, if it wasn't here, if we didn't keep these guys in here, look, they're attacking us again.
It's an excellent point.
I think it's just a part of the game. More Free Talk Live tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. As always, it's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwin.
See you tomorrow night. Don't forget, in the meantime, to join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. We'll see you tomorrow night.